Micah Meyer is about to complete his quest to be the first person to visit all 419 of the National Park Service's sites in one continuous journey. He started his road trip at the Washington Monument in April 2016. 3 years later, he is back in the nation's capital as he finishes his mission. Micah, welcome back to Here and Now.
Hey, thanks for having me again. It's a pleasure to be back.
Well, and congratulations on getting this far. We've just got to make sure you get to the Lincoln Memorial on Monday so you can wrap it all up. How does it feel to be almost done?
It's sort of surreal, to be honest. I, for the past 3 years, have just been go, go, go every minute because there's always been a blog I should be writing, a photo I should be editing, or a park I need to be planning for. And I'm probably going to have to go to therapy just to learn how to turn my brain off after 3 years of nonstop logistics. So it's amazing to know that I've made it this far, and such an incredible feeling for a kid who grew up in the prairie to know that I've seen every corner of America, our most wonderful places, and am about to complete a life goal.
Well, it's interesting that you've had to spend so much time focused on logistics, because when I think about this journey in total, it seems just like it would be so freeing and relaxing to be able to spend so much time in the national parks. But you've had to do a lot of stuff along the way.
Yeah, well, everybody who says, I want to do what you do, I'm like, don't do it the way I did it, because it was just too much stress. Like going from park to park to park and fundraising the entire way and always trying to just make sure that I accomplished this insane task took away a lot of the enjoyment. You know, I'd be doing a hike and I'd be on my phone planning for the next park, setting up a meeting with the ranger a week or a month away. So definitely, if anybody wants to do what I did, I recommend not sharing it on social media at all and having the money ahead of time, because that'll make it way more freeing.
That's really interesting. So don't share it on social media. That just became a burden to you to have to take pictures of things and post it for others?
Not a burden. I mean, it was really fun to be able to share this with the world and to see people's reactions and see their excitement. So that actually, when I got really lonely on the road, kind of kept me going. But it was tough because sometimes it felt more like I need to put out a product versus experience this for myself.
Okay, so that aside, what was the most incredible thing you saw along the way?
Oh man, that's tough to pick. There were so many insane moments of just pure natural beauty where you're looking around saying, is this real? Like, is this view real? Is this moment real? Is this place real? I remember driving through Big Bend National Park in Texas and just constantly repeating that as I drove up to the Chisos Mountains, because it was such a magical moment. Or standing looking over Half Dome at sunset and the sun actually leaves and like 95% of the people there all take off, but then they miss twilight. And you're looking around thinking, I can't believe everyone left and that I'm still here and getting to experience this and didn't follow the crowds.
This is Half Dome at Yosemite, right, in California.
Yeah, yeah.
And were you taken to every single state in the country?
Yep, every single state and all the territories. So everywhere from the Arctic Circle of Alaska to American Samoa to the easternmost point of the United States and the Virgin Islands and Guam, where America's Day begins, along with the Northern Mariana Islands.
Wow. Where did you spend the most time?
That's tough. I mean, I was sort of constantly on the move. So California has the most parks, but Alaska has the second most, and I spent 77 days there doing their 23 sites. That was my hardest state by far, financially, emotionally, and logistically. Only 5 of their 23 sites can actually be reached with a vehicle, so the other ones take bush planes, boats, and backcountry tours. Mm-hmm. So it was a stressful and fulfilling summer when I knocked Alaska off the list.
What do you mean by it was the most difficult emotionally?
Just because, you know, everyday things would change, and there was one park, actually the least visited park in the entire National Park Service, Aniakchak National Monument. More people climb Mount Everest every year than go to this park, and that's because to get there, you have to take a multi-$1,000 bush plane, and the weather has to be perfect in 3 locations, in the park, in the takeoff location, and everywhere in between. And it's on the Aleutian Islands of Alaska, so the weather is just so volatile that you could take off and not make it. And the pilot says, look, you're paying either way. So Alaska and its weather and its cost just made it stressful in a lot of ways.
Did your life outside the parks get in the way at all during this whole journey? I mean, that's a few years you've been on the road. Did you ever have to just deal with some crisis that was going on not in the parks?
Totally. And that was the hardest part, is you'd be out in the middle of nowhere and I get an email from my insurance company saying, you know, you need to sign this form. And so I'm thinking, okay, how do I get internet? How do I get secure internet? How do I sign this? How do I upload it? And then suddenly an entire day is taken over with this mundane task that might usually take 5 minutes if you had a house with an address and a computer. So yeah, definitely life moments got in the way every so often, but that's part of it.
Did you have any run-ins with wildlife along the way?
Fortunately, I did not get attacked and eaten by a bear. That was one of my number one concerns of this whole journey. Actually, in Katmai National Park, that's where all the bears are. The famous photos you've seen are Brooks Falls with just tons and tons of bears eating fish. So there were certainly those moments. But the Park Service does a great job of keeping guests safe, keeping the animals safe. So I did not sort of have the mountain lion that I had to strangle with my hands like we saw in Colorado. Fortunately. So thank you to the Park Service for keeping me safe.
Did you see any really cool wildlife?
Oh my gosh, tons. I think in Alaska, I saw everything but a polar bear. And just driving to Alaska and back, there would be bears on the side of the road. There were moose on the side of the road. It was like this constant zoo almost. It really is a wild place compared to the lower 48.
One of the things I've noticed when I've been in national parks, and I was just in Joshua Tree a couple of weeks ago taking a hike, and I noticed that a lot of the people that are in our national parks are from other countries, that in a way, people from around the world have more of an appreciation for the natural beauty of the United States than many Americans do. Did you notice that?
Totally. Especially in Utah, in the Mighty Five, they do such a good job of marketing them internationally that I heard more foreign languages than I did English. Hmm. So it's been fascinating to go to these really well-known popular places and experience that, which is why I'm a big advocate for sort of going beyond the 61 capital N, capital P national parks and looking at these 419 sites that I did on my journey, because some of my favorite places that I went were not the ones you've read about in the magazines, were not the ones that you see all over Instagram, and that made them almost more special to not only feel like I was finding these hidden gems, but then to physically be there and be standing at the incredible sunset and not have any screaming kids around me.
Now, when you were on our show in 2017, as you were starting this journey, you explained that one of the reasons you were doing this was to be an LGBT role model.
Yeah.
Do you think you've been successful at that during this project?
Totally. It's been such a roller coaster ride. You know, I started this journey thinking I had to go back in the closet to sort of be that outdoorsy person that America imagined and that America would want to support. And after about 9 months, that wasn't really working. And so I got this message from this 15-year-old who said, I go to a private Baptist school in Texas. I'm not out of the closet to anyone, but I read about your journey and saw you're setting world records. And now I know when I grow up, I can be ordinary and extraordinary. Hmm. And it sort of changed everything to me, knowing now that I needed to be that LGBT role model that didn't exist. And so I put a huge focus into that. And unfortunately, one of my greatest fears came to being later that year, where a sponsor who had been supporting this project dropped me and put in writing it was because I was doing too much LGBT outreach. So I sort of had to come to terms with that. But the beautiful thing is, an individual heard about this and gave me my largest donation of this entire project. Mm. And he said, it's because you are doing this LGBT outreach. It's because you're creating this new role model. And this past October, actually, for the first time in the history of the outdoors industry in America, or the outdoors recreation industry, a company featured an openly gay man in an outdoors campaign. And that was me with REI as part of their Opt Outside campaign. Hmm. So from starting this journey thinking I had to hide that I was gay to fit America's mold, to now being able to use this journey to create a historic role model that did not exist before this journey, is an incredibly humbling and amazing feeling.
So once you finish at the Lincoln Memorial on Monday, where are you going next?
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to having a normal life after a few years of not being able to go on a second date or see my family on the regular. I've really learned the value of that and sort of the little things, how important they are. But I will be relocating, taking my van to Minneapolis, where I will be living while I write my book. And I will be planning for my next epic road trip. I'm currently looking for a philanthropist or a sponsor who wants to make my next big project possible, which is following a college football team to every game this fall season to continue shattering stereotypes about what gay men like and don't like.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting also that after seeing every part of this country that you have settled on, Minneapolis. That must speak highly of Minneapolis.
I know. It's so funny. Everyone's like, really? Do you know how cold it is?
No, it's a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city.
It totally is. And this is going to sound cheesy, but what this trip to all of America's most beautiful places has taught me is that they really don't mean a darn thing if you don't have someone to share them with. And so as I have spent 3 years as a nomad, I've learned that I really want to focus on my personal life now and having one again. And the people I've met in Minnesota and the experiences I had there have made me believe that that's the best place for me because of the people.
That's Micah Meyer, who is completing his quest to visit all of the National Park Service's 419 sites on one road trip. Micah, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thanks, Jeremy.